would like to welcome Montezuma Esparza, an award-winning filmmaker and businessman who is here to testify in support of the proposal to create a presidential commission to study the creation of a National Museum of the American Latino in Washington. This bipartisan legislation has been introduced for the past several years, and it was one of the first bills to pass out of the U.S. House of Representatives during the 110th Congress.
I became involved in the film industry because I was extremely concerned about the negative images that were portrayed from Hollywood about Latinos. And I made a commitment that I would devote my life to transforming the image of Latinos to that of three-dimensional human beings that could be understood and appreciated. And certainly movies and television shows and books and other media are very important so that Americans and American Latinos can appreciate our contributions and who we are. However, I believe that a national institution that has a prestige and standing that is available to the millions of tourists who come to Washington is critical and fitting and something that must come to pass. By passing the National Museum of American Latino Community Commission Act of 2007, Congress will take a very first step towards making that institution a reality. The bill will establish a commission to study the potential creation of a National Museum of American Latino Community. Those commission members selected by the President's members of Congress will be tasked with studying the impact of that museum, developing a plan, fundraising plan, and purposing the recommendations for action by Congress. The lack of Latino-focused institutions located in our nation's capital has been a great concern to our community. While these museums that are here now purport to reflect the history, culture, and achievements of the people of the United States, it is true that very few of them have ever had any permanent exhibits or even temporary ones representing the American Latino community's role in our history and participation. And I can say that also having been a member of the Smithsonian's Institute Latino Advisory Board, and I saw the meager support that was provided that center.